they had raised the question. But I'm sure that eight columnists got it. And I don't want to make a major issue out of it. I made a mistake when he took the job, not giving him the spot the job called for. Give a goddamn what happened, and that has frequently happened. As Ms. Clay said, her son went from West Point to a colonel in 18 months. It took General Clay 18 years. The difference was that her son had a spot that they needed him, that he was superbly equipped for. Now this man, whether they like it or not, and I don't know that Mitzi knows it, I'd like for you to know it, because I think I know more about him than anybody else, and he's not a man that wants a goddamn thing. He's not a bone that's promoting anything. He's never come to my office. He did replace a poor Colonel Swindle on the 707. And he's taken a good deal, many more trips all around the world and this and that. He did replace a Lieutenant Colonel in the Jetstar. He does replace whoever flies a helicopter whenever we need to. He did replace a Major General who is now the Tom Deegan public relations man in this town, and who got a good many promotions under Kennedy, Major General Clifton, the very wise man. He did replace the all-time shit ass, and all Air Force will tell you that, whose great claim to generalship was he dated Miss Kennedy when she was a girl, named Godfrey McHugh. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
All right. He replaced him. He did replace Captain Shepard, and he has taken all of their responsibility, and he does it just 10 times as efficiently and saves me 45 minutes a night and sent you back 54 people.
Well, I don't know where you got it, but I have no problem. Anybody that told you?
Well, they said that you had considered that you thought maybe you ought to advise the president not to do it, and then Nitzi was going to urge you. Nitzi was going to advise you not to do it, and that Brown had raised some questions.
First I heard of it came from Buzz Wheeler.
Yeah, and they said that Buzz had raised some questions.
That's all I'd heard. Buzz Wheeler raised the question with me. Then I got Harold Brown in, and Harold Brown said he had no problem. Then I had J.P. McConnell, and J.P. McConnell said he had no problem. I don't think I've talked about it with him. Then I had Wheeler back in, and Wheeler said, well, it still bothered him some, but if Brown and McConnell had no problems, he would, of course, defer to them.
Huh.
Now, the only question that McConnell raised, maybe Brown raised, was that Margaret Chase Smith sits up there, kind of like the defender of the public morals, and that there might be a problem with her. I'm glad I brought it up, because it's been no problem.
No, well, it's not. I rather doubt we'll do it. I won't talk across. He has asked not to do it.
Uh-huh.
She has the public morals on the reserves. This man has 24 years. He would normally, if he were just in a slot as a routine office fella, he would normally come up in, without a war on, without anything, after 27 years of service. He would never be promoted, and you'd start over. And that's what you're doing, and that's what's wrong. Every time you find some bitch that's some good, well, they find reason why they can't do it, and they wait, and then they go out. Now, he can go out after 20 years right now at 50,000. And I would kind of hope he does go out when I go out, if I can put him there at Austin. I had hoped.
We have no problem with him going to Bergstrom at all.
Well, he wants him to be a special assistant to somebody down there. What I want him to be is commandant of the base. But that gives him a problem when he's a general, because a colonel holds that spot. So that is a major barrier. So I think that if we just left him as a colonel, it would be no major barrier, because he has all the background, the training, and so forth. And he could be the commandant and be the second man. They have a fighter wing there, and the fighter wing man has the command, and he is a colonel, and so it wouldn't be any problem. I'm going to talk to Cross. I just leave it, and I fear that just with this general discussion, anybody that has spent this much time on one colonel that it's bound to be in some papers you see, and I don't want to go through that part of him. I don't give a damn, but I think it would cause him trouble, and I won't talk to him. And
keep in mind that I have no problem with it at all, from my standpoint. All you have to do is tell me what you want. That's why I'm here. Last item I had.
One thing I do want to work on is this language. I want to talk to Rivers before he gets his bill up for the president. I want to try to put in all the damn power and authority I can get past.
Yeah, I've worked on that.
The language that I have had our lawyers work on, I had Cy Vance look at it, I will give to you and see if you can polish it. I don't know that it'll go at all, but it says the Department of Defense shall provide former presidents of the United States such medical care as may be necessary. At the moment, each secretary of each service has the authority to put anybody in Medicare as they can.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I have authorized all of them to do anything they want to anytime, and I send them doctors anytime they want. The trouble is, won't. And make available such of its personnel, information, communications, transportation, assistance, as may be required in connection with his responsibilities. You don't have many responsibilities, so you have to have something like that, as a former president of the United States. Now, that would authorize them, even if Bobby was there, to do this. I don't believe anybody'd ever cut back if they had it. I don't believe if we had a regulation that did it. I would seriously like for you to see if we have any can-do over there. I'd like to have a defense regulation that says that not only each little pipsqueak secretary of Air, Army, and Navy, and this is regulation. They can put anybody in any of their hospitals they want to. But you have to apply to them and get their permission. I'd like to have a defense regulation that any president's eligible to any hospital.
I'm going into that now. I have three.
Eisenhower has it, and I have it. And I guess all of us have it now. But we'd have to go to, at least Truman and I would have to go to a Veterans Administration hospital or get a secretary, like the Secretary of Air under Eisenhower. I forgot what his name was. This damn fool that had a heart attack. He was crazy. But we'd have to get his permission. We'd get in the hospital at Bergstrom. And
Harold.
Yeah, that's right. And the other night, they had to get my permission to get the doctors to Eisenhower, and I was here to dinner. So I would just like to have that kind of protection. I think it'd be a good regulation, just a regulation, say the secretaries of the service, each one of them can lie, and just say the Secretary of Defense.
I've worked on three phases, in that matter, with your Larry Kimmel. Yeah, I've got three separate memos from him, and we're working on it over here. That I'm going to be ready the next two or three days to sit down with Larry Temple and see where we are. Some of it we have no problem about. Medical services is okay. Personnel, maybe create a little problem. That word information is the one word I think that we may hang up on.
Well, I don't care about that. Communication may be a problem for you, and I'll tell you what some of the problems there. We have a line from the federal building in Austin to the range. We don't want that taken out. We have the towers for all of your receiving people, and they're scattered on hills all around down there, and we have the cars with sets in them where you've got a damn good network. We'd like to keep it.
I like to keep anything we can, but I don't want to get too any criticism. But one last item I have, and I think under ordinary circumstances, I would leave next Thursday morning at 8 o'clock to go to Brussels for a meeting of the defense ministers of the NATO countries. That's the 14th defense ministers. On Friday, May 10th, and Saturday, May 11th. I'd come both Saturday nights. Now, I just thought that'd be I'd be weighed May 9, May 10, May 11th. Night of May 11th. I'm wondering if that offers a complication.
Not a bit.
Because it's on the 10th that the negotiations start. No problem.
No.
I'll go ahead.
I just get well, though. I wouldn't do that because I'll tell you, you know it better than anybody else, but if I don't get, I missed my nap 3 days last week, and I sure did show on me an IQ. When you get sick, it shows you got a low resistance, so you better get that resistance back, and I just get away from it.
No, that's no problem.
All right.
Okay. You bet.